certainly not 31 as the calendar suggests. It seems like it was the longest month in the history of months. Didn't think January was ever going to end. On last Sunday, in the month of January, which was the 26th, the world was shocked and rocked with the passing of Kobe Bryant, his daughter Gigi, and seven others. Don't know where you were, don't know what time you heard about it. Most of us didn't believe it at first because of how news runs these days. You just can't believe everything you read on the internet until it's corroborated by some real news agencies like CNN and USA Today and MSNBC. It's a note to all of us, you just can't believe everything first that you read on Twitter. Can't believe everything that you see on Facebook. Can't believe everything that you hear. Amen.
Amen.
Make sure you also cross-checking it with a reputable source. And so most people just didn't believe. We thought it was rumors and innuendo, but we came to find out Saturday afternoon and Saturday evening, that indeed Kobe Bryant, his daughter, and seven others died tragically in a plane crash. I will admit to you that after hearing about it, we certainly were moved, certainly were in angst, especially as a father of young children, especially thinking about how scary that possibly could have been, because when you're in the helicopter, you see everything. And if you've ever been in a helicopter or been on a helicopter tour before, I don't recommend doing it again. Yeah, I know you won't be. Keep them open at all times. Changing the atmosphere, just keep them open at all times. And if you've ever been up there, I do recommend you do it once, but after you've done it once, that was enough for me. But you see everything. You kind of feel like you can reach out and touch the birds.
Amen.
And so I don't know, you know, what they saw and how they saw it, but the fact that a young man lost his life at 41 with a 13-year-old daughter by his side, whether you like Kobe or not, it was tragic.
Yes.
Whether you're a fan of the Lakers or not, it was tragic. Whether you into sports or not, it was indeed tragic. Amen. And then we mourn his loss and honor his legacy because he obviously was a good father.
Amen.
Nobody's perfect. But the fact that his daughter's basketball activities, his daughter's basketball joy, and his daughter's basketball future was so important to him that he built a gym. We ain't all got that. We can build a little gym from Target and gym from Toys R Us.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
We can get a little swing set. But Kobe built a gym dedicated to AAU pursuits and dedicated to training other young teenagers playing basketball. Probably was about 45 minutes away. It'd be like having a gym in Orangeburg, living in Orangeburg and having the gym be in Chapin. But because of Los Angeles traffic, it takes about 2 hours to get from his home to where he built the gym in the suburbs of Los Angeles. And so Kobe had the means and his schedule did not always permit him to be able to drive that far. He would always be late. So he had the resources to use a helicopter.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
But what mattered is that getting to his daughter's games were more important than anything.
Amen.
Let me say that again. Getting to his daughter's games, he moved heaven and literally earth to get there. Amen. It sickens me and it bothers me because I'm active in high school sports. Sickens me that, you know, you go to high school football game, especially in some districts, about 25 fans in the stadium on some team side, especially away games. If you look across the way, if you're at the home team, and look across the way, there might be 25 people on the away stand side, and then 80 guys on the team, which means the parents ain't even coming. And it is disheartening that we're allowing other people to raise our children. I remember as a teenager telling my dad that I was going to boarding school in Amherst. That's in Massachusetts. I thought we were bougie, so I should be going to Amherst, where the Bush kids went. And I can't use the words my daddy used.
Amen.
This here pulpit. But it kind of went like this. Ain't no bleep raising my bleep child. Amen. Because raising your children is on you. God bless you. He sent that vessel through you as an agent and hands and arms of Him. And it is not up to the school, Mark, to raise your child. And it really even ain't up to the school to discipline and teach your child, Kim, how to act. We used to have something called home training.
That's right.
I said we used to have something called home training. And when a child acted up, the first thing we would say is that they ain't got no home. Got a few witnesses up in here. That how your kid's behavior and your kid's attitude and how your kid operated began at home. I tell y'all all the time that as a child, I don't mind confessing, because some of y'all were with me, you know, at Greenview Elementary School, you know, I guess this was the early 80s, at Greenview Elementary School, late 70s, early 80s, we got E, S, and N. Excellent, satisfactory, needs improvement. Can I get a witness? Anybody watch Cosby at 8 o'clock on Thursdays in a different world? We ain't had no Netflix. Amen. And you're going to bed right after a different world. Amen.
That's right.
Amen. Anybody remember we didn't have no cell phones? We had a phone with a jack. And you had that phone in the bed underneath the cover after curfew. We forgot that the phone cord went all the way. We were high. Some of these children sleep with their phone to the pillow. Scared they're going to miss a text or Instagram. Ain't nobody need to be posting at 2 o'clock in the morning. No, you need to be asleep. That was for free. And so I talked a lot. I wasn't bad. I just talked. The Lord was preparing me to be a preacher. I just talked. School was born because I knew what they were already talking about. I'd been here before. And so unfortunately, your pastor used to get ends in behavior. All E's in the academic stuff, but an N in behavior. And when I brought my N to I.S. Levy Johnson, he took N on me.
Yeah.
I didn't understand, Erica, why I could make all, E was an A. Why I made E's and I get my butt cut. That's when parents were parents. You know, y'all take the phone away. They're going to get it back. They're just going to wait. And then they're going to use somebody else's phone until you get the phone back.
That's right.
Spare the rod. Only half of y'all read that scripture. But he would cut my tail.
I know that's right.
But the end in behavior. Until I realized that the end in behavior were not about me. It was not about me acting up. It was not about me listening. The end was a reflection on him. His child was a disruption. There was nothing more important to him than his name. I wish we still had parents like that. Understand that their children are a reflection of you. And home training that should happen in the home. And not in the schools. It's not our school's responsibility to make our children be productive citizens. And even to enjoy learning. But if they see you cutting up and cussing at home, and you don't have respect for your boss at home, you don't have respect for your spouse at home, you don't have respect for them, they're not going to have respect for their teachers in the classroom. And then you come and cuss out the principal for giving them suspension and expulsion when they need to expel you. But But anyway, Kobe died. And I didn't really understand because of what I do every day. You know what I do on my side job? Tell my daddy that. You know what else I do? And so, you know, I deal with death every day of my life. Every day of my life. So nothing shocks me when it comes to death. No age shocks me when it comes to death, whether you're a newborn or whether you're 100. We deal with it every day. So I wasn't moved by a 41-year-old person younger than I dying. I've seen even children, mothers die in childbirth. So even the fact that it's how sad it is of a father dying with his daughter, none of that didn't move me. But something moved me that next day as I was watching ESPN and I saw all these athletes, grown men, grown women, crying. And I realized that even though I was not a fan, there are people in this society that idolized him. This generation idolized him, saw him as an icon, especially during the latter years of his life as he promoted fatherhood and he promoted teenage success and he promoted everything about what's good in sports. That the image of Kobe, because they're like all of us, we all got split personality, we all are bipolar, we all got two sides without medicine. And so one of the beautiful things about the now of Kobe is the wonderful father, the wonderful businessman that he is. And so he is relegated to that position. And as I saw these people crying, I saw them couldn't talk, I realized how important he was to this generation. It'll be for my generation like we were losing Michael Jordan that early in life. I might not understand this generation, but if I had lost Michael Jordan at this age, I would be devastated like our young children, our teenagers, our young adults are right now. So I certainly understand that. And as I was thinking, as my tune changed in my head and I began to understand why the world was going crazy, why this was so tragic, I then remembered Job. I remember Job 14:1. Man that is born of a woman has but a few days and is full of trouble. Man that is born of a woman is of a few days and full of trouble. If you need a subject, my subject simply is this. Ain't that the truth? Ain't that the truth?
Amen.
Man that is born of a woman. All of us, I believe.
Amen.
I don't know how else you got here. All of us here, including our Savior, is a man born of a woman. They're going to try to create another way. But as of today, the only way that you get here.
Yeah.
A man and a woman have come together.
Yep.
There's only one that I know it didn't happen this way.
Right. All right now. Right.
Only one that I know didn't happen this way. But a man and a woman have to come together, and regardless of where it happened, how it happened, if it happened too early, you're going to come through a woman. It's the only way that God has planned it for you to get here. I know they might be trying to do it in a laboratory, but it ain't happened yet. And as long as God is God, most likely it ain't going to happen.
Amen.
So Job says, in case you want to understand who the just and the unjust fall upon, who happens to happen to good things and bad things, who are going to deal with misery and trouble, who are going to have despair, who are going to cry, all of us.
That's right.
We're going to have to deal with the vicissitudes and pains of life. Says that all of us who are here, who are come of a woman, we will have some pain. We will have some trials. We will have some tragedies that happen in our life. And if anybody knew tragedy, Job knew tragedy. Job was the richest man in Uz. Deacon Daniels, he was richer than Kobe and Michael Jordan, Paul and LeBron all put together. You read the story, you know how many possessions and how much stuff Job had. One day a tornado really comes through and Job lost it all. He lost it all, every ass that he had, every animal that he had, every camel that he had, every sheep that he had. He lost it all.
Yeah.
Then at the same time, he loses 10 children.
That's right.
All on the same day. Kobe, he ain't have it like Job now. They lost it all. Bless her heart, Vanessa. She still got a house.
Right.
She still got a car. She still got three of her babies. But Job lost it all. Seven sons. And three daughters.
Oh, yeah.
And I realized, Erica, just this week, he had a complete life.
Yes, he did.
Oh, yeah.
Because the number 10 in biblical numerology means complete.
Uh-huh.
In other words, he had it all.
Yeah.
Sometimes we think we got it all, but this man, Job, had it all. Yeah. And everything he had on one day,
yeah.
Mm.
He lost it all.
Right.
That's why he can go down right a little bit longer. A little longer than in Job chapter 1, I think around 21, the Lord giveth, the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That's strong faith today. That's strong faith when you can lose everything you had, a complete life, and say, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed when I'm coming in. Blessed when I'm going out. Blessed when I don't have a dime in my pocket. Blessed when I don't have a car. Blessed when I don't have a phone even to call Uber. Blessed!
Yeah.
Not but blessed.
Yes.
Not might be blessed.
Yes.
Not I hope is blessed. Yes. But blessed be the name
yes.
of the Lord.
Yes.
Job lost it all.
Yes, he did.
And then not only did he lose it all, but then he lost his own health.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
He lost his own health. Boils began to grow on his skin. He was going through the pain of his mind, the pain through his heart, and then the pain of his own body. And his wife says, you know, you just need to go ahead and cuss God and die.
Yeah.
And I think the first man cave was built in Job.
Yeah.
Y'all slow.
Yeah.
That's right.
The first man cave was built somewhere in Job, Bruce, because after his wife told him to cuss God and die, he just had to go somewhere.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Because he knew that the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away, but he knew still, bless be the name of the Lord. How can you lose everything? How can you believe that God gave it to you? God has taken away. But then say, blessed be the name of the Lord. Because you got to understand, if God gave it, God take it away, he can give it to you again.
Awesome.
To have a witness in here, you lost everything in your life. I don't know if you had a fire. I don't know if you lost your mind. I don't know if you lost your health. I don't know if you lost your job. I don't know if you lost your man. I don't know if you lost your children. But anybody can be a witness that God took it away, but God gave everything back to you.
Yes.
And then, not only did his wife tell him to cuss God and die, and he didn't listen to that, thank God. But then he's got three friends, and I really shouldn't call them friends, Erica. Three friends come to mourn with him. They mourn with him for 7 days. They come sit with him for 7 days, and they were all right, and they sat 7 days, they ain't say nothing. That's a good friend.
Yeah.
A good friend, sometimes you just want people to vent to, but you don't want to hear nothing.
Right.
Sometimes you just want to just get it off your mind, get it off your heart, just get it out so you can get it out. But then people want to sometimes give you advice and see, misery like company.
That's
and so you can't tell nobody who in a ditch how to get out of ditch.
That's
and you got to be very careful who you pour yourself out to, because everybody can handle it on a spiritual level.
Right.
Here come Eliphaz, Bill Dad, and so forth. They sit with him quietly for 7 days. But after 7 days, they say, you know, Job, you need to repent.
Uh-huh.
Now, the essence of repentance is you've done something wrong.
That's right.
And you're asking God for forgiveness and that you ain't going to do it again. I wish I had enough time to deal with that ain't going to do it again part. So when they suggest to him that he repented, also suggests to him that he did something wrong.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
But baby, he ain't do nothing wrong.
Uh-huh.
And that sometimes people are trying to tell you your mistakes is because you did something wrong. Your pain is because you did something wrong. What just happened is at your school is because you did something wrong or somebody did something wrong. Sometimes bad things just happen.
That's right. That's right.
That's right.
They just gonna happen. Job says that anyone born of a woman has but a few days. And they're full of trouble.
Yes, yes.
If you are born of a woman, some bad things are going to happen in your life. If you're born a woman, there's going to be some pain in your life. If you're born of a woman, there's going to be some grief in your life. If you are born of a woman, there's going to be some times you can't figure things out. If you're born of a woman, you're going to die. He goes on and says, you're cut down like a flower. You fleeth as a shadow, and you continueth not. Cut down like a flower, like petals. You fleeth, and you continueth not. Flowers that bloom in the spring, they die in the winter. Their leaves fall, their petals fall. They are no more. But Job was not a botanist. Job was not an arborist. Job was not a plant pathologist. Job said, flowers die.
All right.
They continue not and are no more. Job didn't understand that there are two types of plants. There are two types of flowers. There are two types of trees. There are annuals and there are perennials. Job didn't have scientists in his day. Job didn't have the gift of Google. Job didn't have biology class. And he didn't have the benefit of knowing that there are two types of plants and flowers. Annuals and perennials. To the two people in here who garden, two people who know where Lowe's is beyond just getting light bulbs and a new key. There are plants called annuals and there are plants called perennials. Annuals are just like the word says. They have to be planted. Got one with a green thumb. Annuals, Jared, have to be planted every year. Because they die every year and they don't come back. They're called annuals because you got to go back and buy another set when spring comes.
That's right.
They got to be replanted because there's nothing there. They die and they go. And that's what Job suggests in his text because he doesn't know what's going to happen after he dies. He asked God, where can I find you so that I might just sit at your feet? He asked, if a man dies, shall he live again? He only knows about annuals. But thank God, there's another flower plant called a perennial. There's another set of species called a perennial. And it comes from the Latin per annum. Per annum through the year. A perennial is a flower that dies in winter. Their leaves fall. Their petals fly away, like Job suggests.
All right.
But there's something else going on beyond and below the soil. These perennials have roots and long roots. And their roots stay underneath the ground. Even though the stalk and the leaves and the stems and the flowers die, their roots don't die. And so every springtime, they come back. They don't have to be replanted. They don't have to be resoiled. Just give them some fertilizer and some water. And they will grow again. They are called perennials because their roots grow deep. Maybe their roots are wrapped around rock that stabilized them through storms and rain. And if you know Jesus like I know Jesus, when you've been rooted and grounded in the Word of God, you are a perennial. That hard times will come. Wind and rains will blow. You will go through trials and tribulations. People will die in your life. But if you know Jesus, you can weather the storm.
That's right.
All right.
That's why I'm glad. And I think it quite interesting that the first person Mary meets after the death and burial of Jesus is a gardener. You read about it in John when you get home. The first person she meets is a gardener. If you read, you'll know that on that first Sunday morning, she and her cousin Mary went to the garden alone. The Bible says that as she's leaving that tomb, she hears a voice. And the Bible says that she thought was the gardener. Because this tomb is in a garden. And so that's smart to suggest that if you're going to hear a voice in a garden early in the morning,
all right,
and it's you by yourself, you're going to hope.
Yes, sir. Yeah. That's right.
Ain't nobody want to say nothing.
Yeah.
It's the listening crowd.
Yeah. Right. Over here.
Talking chew gum at the same time.
Uh-huh.
That it is a gardener that she talks to. Well, I want to thank God that she talks to a gardener who knew about perennials. And I want to thank God that I can still, Erica, go to the garden alone.
Yeah.
While the dew
still on
the roses.
Yes, sir. Uh-huh.
And the voice
that
I hear.
Yeah.
As I tarry there.
Yes, sir.
If I was in a Baptist church, I'd tell you that the Son of God discloses.
Yes.
And anybody know that he walks with me?
Yes.
And he talks with me.
Yeah.
And if I was who, I'd tell you that he tells me.
Yes.
But y'all ain't ready for that.
Yes.
That I am
his own. All right.
And the joy
that
we share.
Yes, sir.
Will ever know.
Yes.
Man that is born of a woman.
Oh, yeah.
Has but a few days and is full of trouble. He comes forth like a flower and he fleeth. Also as a shadow and continueth not. At the end of Job 14 and 2 should be the same semicolon, Dad. As in Job 1 and 21.
Okay.
There should be a semicolon after he continueth not. Huh. It shouldn't be a period there, DJ. It should be a semicolon.
Okay, tell it.
Because a semicolon suggests yes, in one area, life ends.
Okay.
But the comma suggests just pause.
Thank
you. Hold
on.
Hold on.
Wait a minute.
Something else is coming.
Yes.
For all of us who die in Jesus.
Uh-huh.
After we die, our life is not over.
That's right.
And I believe this man, Kobe Bryant, his daughter Gigi,
yes, sir,
who had been at communion,
go ahead,
who had been in church before they, I wish I had a praying
congregation, go ahead,
who were in church before they took flight.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody gonna say nothing this side. They were in church.
Uh-huh.
They took communion before they took flight. I said they were in church.
Yeah.
They took communion before they took flight. Let me try this.
Yeah.
Anybody know something? When this life is over, I got to fly away from here. I got to take off this robe of immortality and put on this robe of mortality and put on immortality, because only the spirit will meet the spirit. Only testimony of the other seven, but if they know Jesus, they're all right.
Yeah.
And if you should perish today, and if you know Jesus, tell your neighbor, you're going to be all right too. 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 So let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Give God praise today.